Welcome back to AM 1330, FM 94.1, WREM. It's time for a Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. Joining me this morning, since it's Tuesday, I've got the United Red Storm boys basketball head coach, Mr. Doug Dennison. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a couple weeks since we've talked to you. Just things not jiving up here, but how's things been going with the program?
You know, we continue to show up, battle. Guys are still giving me everything they got. Unfortunately, we're still on the losing side as far as the scoreboard goes. But again, I continue to see some good things, and I'm gonna stay positive and keep trudging on.
Yeah, absolutely. Since last Tuesday. You started the LTC boys basketball tournament. Got a couple games in there. How's the boys doing in the tournament?
We opened up with Weathersfield, Coach Parson and the Geese, and we dropped that game 55-24, and then we came back 2 days later and faced Coach Hutton again for the second time in about a week, and also dropped that game 53-21. Kind of the nemesis of both games and quite honestly all season has been they brought the pressure and we just kind of wilted. We're working on it. We are getting better, but we just don't handle pressure very well.
We haven't talked to you for a couple weeks, so I want to go back a little bit to the A-Town shootout. Played Havana, put 62 points on the board. That had to be welcome.
You know, we did a ton of nice things that day. Unfortunately, Havana shot the ball as well as we did, and they put 78 points up on the board. They hit 10 three-pointers on us. I believe they were 10 of about 17, and we ourselves were 9 of 12 that day from the three-point line. So 10:30 a.m. game, normally kind of slow and kids are asleep and the gym's kind of quiet, and we got that place going. Ball going up and down the floor, ball going through the hoop, and it was a fun Saturday morning. Could have been a little funner to come out on top, but again, I saw a ton of good things that morning. Other than our defense, it wasn't real appealing.
That was the back end of a back-to-backer, too. So a lot of energy on a Saturday morning, even with not a game being the night before. It's got to be good.
Yeah, we had battled against West Central the night before, and again, guys did we did some nice things. You know, every day is a new day, a new opportunity, and that's what we kind of keep preaching to the guys, and it's another opportunity to get a little bit better. And from that Friday to that Saturday, I really felt like we took a step. So we're going, Sean. It's slow. It's a process. And I keep telling the seniors, you know, stay with me, hang with me. The fruits of our labor, the fruits of your labor, are going to come in a couple of years when you can come back and enjoy what you started.
Looking down the road, the 7th grade United basketball team had a pretty nice season, and the 8th grade is just kind of in the midst of their regional tournament. Or they've just knocked out a couple days ago. But looking down in the junior highs, what's that look like?
You know, I've got two probably the best junior high coaches around, and Coach Engelbretson and Coach Pickrell down there. They did things right for us this year. They really pushed fundamentals, and then game time. They went after the wins. Seventh graders had a fantastic season. I see a really nice squad there. Eighth graders had a nice season, and I see some really nice pieces there. So I really like what I'm seeing down there. I've also had the chance to get over and watch ICS play a couple of weeks ago. I went over and watched the 8th grade ICS kids play last night, and we're going to get a couple of 7th graders from the ICS group, and then also an 8th grader. And man, I really like what I'm seeing. I left the gym last night with a big smile on my face, and quite honestly, people probably heard me talking to myself. So things are we've got some things going in the right direction, and we may still be a year or two away, but it's a process, and we've got things going.
Yeah, that's exactly why I brought it up. I seen you tweeting from ICS's gym last night, and seen, well, there's Doug at a gym checking out his future.
Yeah, my wife kind of misses me, I think, in the winter, and then in the summer you can usually either find me in a gym or on the golf course. So I'm pretty sports minded, always have been, and you know me, Temp, I'm always thinking basketball. So
I hear you. By the end of this week, I will have in just the past 3 weeks alone, I'll have broadcasted 22 games, so I'm right there with you.
Holy cow. That's a good thing, though.
That's exactly right. Especially with the postseason rolling around, man. It's a lot of fun around here right now.
You know, I cannot believe how fast this season has rolled around. We're basically a couple of weeks away from regionals opening tip, and, you know, you get into regionals and everybody's record is 0-0, and you play, and you just want to survive in advance. And again, that's what we're talking to the kids about. Let's make a statement. Let's make a showing. And again, these guys are still buying into everything that we're doing. We're improving a little bit every day. And I can't say enough about their effort and their attitudes.
You're the seating meeting. Of course, I don't think it's a meeting anymore. It used to be a seating meeting. It's not so much anymore. But the seating meeting will be, or your email, or however you guys handle it now, will be here really shortly, within a week, right?
I think it's next week, Sean. I think it's next week. So, and we're looking. As far as I know, that's done through email.
Yeah.
And over the computer. So, again, this being my first year as head varsity coach, I'm learning as I go, and I also have, I look to what Coach Grant has done for years and years and years, this isn't easy.
Yeah, he said the whole seating thing is he doesn't like it. He said, I like to look across a table from a guy and say, this is how I think your ball club is, instead of hiding behind an email.
That's exactly what we did for the LTC tournament. We met over at what used to be Hungry Hobo, and we pulled up about, three or four tables, and we went right around the table and kind of threw our cards right out for everyone to see, and then we did our voting, and again, everybody got to see how you ranked and seeded the teams. There was an opportunity to ask a few questions, and that's, quite honestly, that's probably how it should be done.
It absolutely should be. All right, what do you got coming? You got the LTC tournament finishes up on Saturday. You got a game against West Central to finish pool play on Friday, and then Championship Day Saturday. That's always a fun day.
Yeah, we actually travel over tonight and play within our pool. We take on Princeville.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Then on Friday, we still stay in our pool. We finish pool play against West Central, who we'll be facing for the fourth time this season. And then on Saturday, what they do is we do a crossover into the other pool, and depending on how we do these next two, we'll determine who we play on that Saturday. But there are some pros and cons for the LTC tournament. I love the fact that we get five games. We do three tournaments during the season, and I get five games out of every tournament, so it's a great opportunity for the guys. I wish we just had the LTC tournament more towards the end of the season as opposed to the middle of the conference race.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of an odd place to have it. And then before we talk to you, or no, after we talk to you next, we'll have Stark County next Tuesday night. Stark County struggling a little bit in the LTC, so that should be a good ball game next Tuesday night.
You know, Stark is hosting the LTC tournament, so we travel there five times in a matter of about a week and a half, and then the first game back out after the LTC tournament, we travel back to Stark County and take on the Rebels. So I have seen them play. They're very similar to us, other than they're quite a bit bigger. But that should be a game that we can compete in.
All right, we'll talk more about that next Tuesday morning.
Sean, I enjoy always talking with you. Give me a shout anytime.
Absolutely. Head Coach Doug Dennison with the United Red Storm boys basketball team here on your Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. Coming up after the break, we'll take a look at your local sports.